From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. The California Assembly has passed a measure that would revoke changes to the state's Public Records Act that are in the budget package lawmakers sent to Governor Jerry Brown. As Katie Orr reports from Sacramento, the move comes after an outcry from the media about a provision that would make complying with parts of the act optional.
Assembly members defended their involvement in the controversy. Budget Chair Bob Blumenfield says through 6 months of hearings, there was no opposition to the provision.
Then in conference committee, the same thing. There was not a peep out of the press. There was not a peep out of the public. But the assembly was still holding fast.
In fact, at least one newspaper did write about the issue last winter. The assembly ultimately voted for a compromise on the provision. Senate leaders say they'll take up the assembly bill while also working on a constitutional amendment regarding the issue. Governor Jerry Brown supports the amendment, which would require local governments to cover the costs of complying with the Records Act. At the state capitol, I'm Katie Orr.
And the governor also says he'll support the bill that passed the assembly on Thursday. Governor Brown is facing another setback in his fight against a court order to release California prisoners. On Thursday, a federal three-judge panel ordered the state to immediately expand its Good Time Credits program, which allows inmates to finish their sentences early. The judges have consistently ruled California must reduce overcrowding in state prisons by the end of the year, but Brown has repeatedly pushed back. He says the state has done enough to reduce overcrowding, and Thursday he issued a statement saying he'll seek an immediate stay of the latest ruling. That frustrates Mike Bean, one of the plaintiff's attorneys involved in the case.
When a federal court orders you or I or a state official or any official to do something, one needs to do it. That's how the system works.
Brown's administration says complying with the judge's ruling would be expensive and a threat to public safety. The judges have again threatened to hold the governor in contempt if he does not comply. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.